the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus and so forth, both factions of the Democratic Party tended to unite in opposition to the Republicans. None of the Democrats were in favor of emancipation, or virtually none. All of them thought Lincoln acted in a dictatorial fashion when he didn't follow all of the constitutional guarantees that most Americans should be able to avail themselves of. The relative strength of the war and peace factions of the Democratic Party fluctuated according to how well the Union armies were doing in the field. Union defeats gave the peace Democrats a lot of emphasis, and Union success in the field helped the war Democrat part of the party. The peace Democrats eventually became known as Copperheads. There are various explanations for where that name came from. I think it probably came from Ohio newspapers' comparisons of anti-war Democrats to the poisonous snake. And there are cartoons from the war of vipers surrounding either Lincoln or some representation of the Union, copperhead vipers trying to strike at the Republic. The Copperheads were strongest in the southern Midwest and among Catholic immigrants in large cities. Copperheads shared an aversion to black people, to abolitionists, and to temperance reformers. They hated the fact that the New England wing of the Republican Party seemed to be so powerful, and that that wing of the party was trying to have emancipation pushed forward as a major goal of the Union war effort. They said again and again that they would fight for the Union. They would not fight for emancipation. They wanted the Union as it was, not some new version of the Union. They opposed economic legislation such as higher tariffs, an income tax, a national bank, and other wartime financial measures pushed by the Republicans. The Copperheads hated what they saw as the reforming tendencies, especially of New Englanders and abolitionist radical Republicans. They thought that that was a very obnoxious characteristic of their opponents. They blamed those people. They said the reason the South left the United States is because of abolitionists and because of people like the radical Republicans. You drove them out in your incessant drumbeat against slavery, they said. You really sundered the Union, not the South. You caused the war, not the South. That's a common Copperhead refrain. There were proposals to form a Midwestern Confederacy that would secede from the Union and join the South in a new Union with New England left out. Now, these didn't get very far, but there was talk of this sort that gives you some insight into what kinds of attitudes these Copperheads had. The Confederacy read the newspapers, read about these statements the Copperheads were making, and sent a number of agents into the North to try to fan these anti-Lincoln administration flames. There were a number of secret societies among Copperheads. Knights of the Golden Circle was one of them, and there were others. They said they hoped to achieve a Northwestern conspiracy. Confederates tried to help them achieve that. But what these hard-bitten Confederate agents would usually find out is that the Copperheads, Knights of the Golden Circle and so forth, talked a much better line than they were willing to back up with action. They did exist, however, these societies. One of the leading Copperheads was a congressman from Ohio named Clement L. Vallandigham. He was descended from a Virginia family. He was married to a Maryland planter's daughter, and his goal was simple. This is how he explained it. It's the desire of my heart to restore the Union, the Federal Union, as it was 40 years ago. If the radical Republicans had their way, said Vallandigham, I see nothing before us but universal political and social revolution, anarchy and bloodshed, compared with which the reign of terror in France was a merciful visitation. Some nice apocalyptic rhetoric there. Vallandigham is a major Copperhead figure in the North. Now, Republican policies and military events affected tremendously the fortunes of that majority party in the North. The Republican Party's popularity and success would ebb and flow depending on what was going on the military front and what policies they were pressing. The elections of 1862, the off-year elections, that is, gave Lincoln and the Republicans a major scare. Five states that had supported Lincoln in 1860 sent Democratic delegations to Congress, and these were very important states: New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and Lincoln's own state of Illinois. Five crucial states that the Republicans had worried about very much in 1860. Those are among the most populous northern states.